The psychiatric clinic at the government's Khmer Soviet Hospital in Phnom Penh is one of Cambodia's busiest. 15 years ago, says clinic director Yem Sobatra, it saw between 70 and 150 patients per day. When VOA visited in April, the daily average was 400. With few mental health services in rural areas where most Cambodians live, patients have to come to centres like this for treatment. But with just 10 psychiatrists and as many nurses, most get only a few minutes before leaving with a bottle of pills. Dr. Yem Sobatra says they could do better with more resources.
So we not much time to give good service for them, especially for psychotherapy. We just only some sort counseling sort psychotherapy to the patient. That is my idea, not enough for service, not enough for human resources.
The challenges do not end there. Cambodia lacks the advanced drugs used in neighboring Vietnam and Thailand, a particular problem when prescribing for patients with heart conditions. It also needs more psychiatrists, yet few youngsters seem interested. Nationwide, just 6 students are taking the 3-year course. Experts blame low salaries and the challenges of studying psychiatry. TPO Cambodia is a respected mental health non-profit. Dr. Chim Sotyarar, who heads TPO, says Cambodia's mental health challenge has many needs, few resources, particularly in rural areas, and a government that is not doing enough. A skills transfer program would help.
We don't have anyone who are enrolling in the psychiatric training program, so that's not going to happen. So I think the transferring skill from specialist psychiatrist to GP, GP to nurse, and to village health support group, traditional healers, the monk, the nun, and all this would be good.
At the government's newly formed Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse, Deputy Director Dr. Muni Sotyarar says matters have improved in recent years, but acknowledges more is needed.
For the coming future, we need to improve the quality of the existing trained staff and also additional mobilize new general practitioner and nurses in order to operate more mental health unit in other sector down.
Yet despite repeated requests, officials were unable to tell VOA how many doctors and nurses it has trained in mental health basics. And with limited funds allocated, perhaps $1 million a year, it is unlikely that those in need of better mental health services will see improvements soon. Robert Carmichael for VOA News, Phnom Penh.